Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like, go to Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. 4 days until SEPTA begins slashing service. The looming cuts and increased fares are expected to have a ripple effect on the region. Among those facing an uncertain path ahead, disabled residents. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
Among the hundreds of thousands impacted by the 20% SEPTA service cuts being phased in next week are the more than 16% of Philadelphians living with disabilities. Cassandra West is the chief officer of Access, SEPTA's paratransit and small bus operations.
We are going to see some cuts to paratransit service. Right now, it impacts mostly suburban areas. Philadelphia has a much denser fixed route availability. If a bus route is eliminated in Philadelphia, there's always another bus route. So all of Philadelphia County will still have paratransit service.
West says SEPTA has been working with the suburban counties to help impacted riders through county services.
We worked with, for example, the Delaware County Office of Intellectual Disabilities, which probably has the lion's share of impacted riders, in terms of making sure that these individuals' rides were funded, that the eligibility process was handled, and that they have a smooth transition next week when they move to the county service.
For more information, visit SEPTA.org. As the Philadelphia School District this fall considers the future of its aging buildings, a new report from a preservation group calls on the district to rehabilitate, not rebuild. That story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The school district is reviewing the condition and utilization of its 300 buildings, a process that will likely result in some schools being closed or consolidated. The nonprofit Preservation Alliance is out with a report urging the district to make demolition a last resort and prioritize keeping and modernizing buildings, says the group's executive director, Paul Steinke.
We will never build buildings like these again. In terms of their materials, craftsmanship and style.
But if a building can't remain a school, the Alliance's Director of Policy and Communications, Hannah Stark, says there should be protocols for reuse.
In this current facilities planning process, we've not seen any stated preservation goals, and our desire with this report is to make sure that preservation is considered.
Steinke says he's awaiting a response from the district, but he hopes the report will open the door to future conversations. PGW has agreed to a settlement with a coalition of environmental groups that intervened in its rate hike request before the Public Utility Commission. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the settlement is good news for customers.
PGW has agreed to cut its rate hike request from $105 million to $62 million, more than 40% less. Val Sherwood of PennPerk says it also agreed to drop its request for what it called a revenue guarantee.
This short-sighted proposal would have shockingly forced local PGW customers to pay more when gas consumption is down.
PGW also agrees to put more money into weatherization and energy efficiency programs and discounts for low-income customers. Flora Cardoni of Penn Environment says it's a win for Philadelphians, but more reforms are needed.
PGW declined comment, but a post on its website says the settlement will maintain the company's financial health and deliver safety and quality of life enhancements for customers. After nearly a century, a Queen Village nonprofit is fighting to keep its staff and programming from being cut. KYW's Sharaday Howard spoke with the executive director of the Da Vinci Art Alliance, who's hoping the community will step in.
What is Da Vinci? It's been around for a while, right?
Yeah, so we're in our 94th year. Da Vinci was founded by 16 Italian immigrants in 1931.
Samantha Connors, executive director, explains that the Da Vinci Art Alliance supports marginalized artists, but over the past few years, things have taken a bit of a turn.
a lot of curveballs came with COVID. Our building is over 200 years old. We had a lot of structural issues.
And recent cuts to the National Endowment for the Arts have really compounded the problem.
And now with all the federal cuts, even with being a nonprofit with such a long history, we're really struggling to keep our staff right now.
The organization hosts over 100 events a year, and most of them free. But if they don't raise more than $120,000, they'll be forced to cut staff. So how can the community help?
So the easiest way is donating to us so we can keep our doors open.
Also looming, she says, programming cuts and possibly having to leave their space at 706 Catherine Street.
If you'd like to donate, go to davinci.org/support. Delaware County has rolled out some big changes to its government website to help residents better navigate it. KYW's Justin Udo explains.
Want residents to find what they need and be able to get in touch with us.
That's Delaware County Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor referencing their new website that took roughly 2 years to construct. She says on the new delco.pa.gov site, they took into consideration issues a lot of constituents had in their previous navigations.
Some of the common complaints were that it's cumbersome, it was harder to find certain departments.
Dr. Taylor says on top of housing all of their departments on one site and streamlining services, there are some other things that they're doing with the site.
Really embracing using videos and trying to figure out how our residents communicate in everyday life and trying to make it easier for them to access our services via online.
County officials say they want and are asking for resident feedback about the site. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.